Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Hi, I'm Timmy the Trash Can, and I love trash. Popcorn boxes, pops, and candy wrappers. They all taste so good. Instead of throwing your trash on the floor, won't you please give it to me? Thank you for considering your fellow patrons.
Welcome to the Tim Dillon Show, everybody, live from the Tuscany Hotel of St. Giles or St. Giles. Hotel in New York City.
What the fuck does St. Giles mean?
I don't know. That's what it says. The Tuscany, a St. Giles hotel.
Oh, God.
St. Giles. And I'm here with Raymond Kumb. I secured this hotel for $215 a night on Hotel Tonight, which does not advertise on the show.
No.
But it's good. It's a good service.
There's a lot of amenities here.
There's no amenities. But the room is large.
It's a nice, spacious room. It's got a nice brown feel to it.
It's a shit feel.
Yeah. I mean, when we came in here before when you checked in, we were in here for like a half an hour. And yeah. We had a spot to go to. So we she was waiting for us in the closet. This maid.
Yeah.
And she's like, I go clean now. And it's like, you know, she was expecting a river of shit in the
yeah. bed. You fuck him good. Yes. What is there? Shit? Blood? Yeah. What do I have to deal with?
Right.
We checked in and they were like, I need his name. And Ray's like, I'm not staying over. We're not doing nothing. And the lady was like, yeah, whatever you want to say. I need your name. You can say whatever you want.
He's not my daddy.
You go up, you fuck each other. I don't care what you do. I need your name.
Yeah, she seemed worse than us.
Yeah.
Not much.
Interesting hotel. Empty restaurant downstairs. Nobody's here.
The steakhouse is nice, just empty.
It's got
empty. A nice vibe. I got some
Ray's
nice double
had
espresso.
Like five double espressos in the lobby.
Yeah.
You know? They're getting real nervous. They're like, this guy's about to drop dead.
I might cut someone in the lobby.
He's doing some serious espresso drinking. A friend of mine sent their parents to my show. I did a brunch show at the Stand at 4 p.m. And these are like, you know, high-end people.
Right.
Upper crust.
They make a little dough.
What?
They make a little dough.
They got a couple of shekels.
Yeah.
And they said to me, the father said to me, he goes, hey, listen, I love these gestures. You know, one of the things that me and Ray love is the empty gesture.
Right.
And we always fantasize about capitalizing on it immediately and making the person feel just like, because it would send the person into a panic attack.
Right.
They'd go into panic mode if you just on a dime were like, yeah, I'll take you up on that. So he says to me, he goes, listen, if you ever come back to New York, just know that you have a place to stay with us because we got two empty rooms. And I felt like going, great, I'll cancel my hotel. I'll get my bed. I'll see you at the place. You have a car? Me and Ray are going there right now. Now, Ray also needs to stay there. And listen, minimum 6 months. You can't ask him to leave before 6 months.
You got any bandages?
Yeah. He needs medical attention. Bring him into your home. So me and Ray thought it'd be funny if you showed up at their house just fighting, right. Like drunk.
Just fucking fisting each other. You bitch.
Are we staying here or not? You said we could stay.
I'm just slurring.
As soon as we walk in, you turn around to the family and you go, I don't know about Tim. You keep an eye on him. I think he's trying to steal. Now, I'll do what I can to watch him, but I need help.
Yeah, a place like that, do they have little things to steal that are worth money?
Yeah, I mean, whatever.
You know the rich better than me.
I mean, we'd be looking for a safe.
They have little knickknacks?
Yeah.
Like porcelain knickknacks?
I mean, I don't think they have that. I've been in there. I don't think there's any porcelain knickknacks.
Like, what is the kind
of... some jewelry.
If you knock over a place like that, besides jewelry, is a silverware worth money? Like,
I mean, it would depend on the type of people. Sometimes there's a safe with some petty cash. Sometimes there's some jewelry.
Right.
I don't think there's a ton of shit in there, particularly, you know, that right. particular place. I love that we're talking about robbing them.
What can we get?
That's right. I just love the idea of that. Yeah. No, you were good. I'm going to come tonight.
Right.
I'm staying tonight. Red can stay too, right? They'd be like, yeah.
I mean, they'd go along with it, right?
They would go along with it,
yeah.
Which is hilarious.
Why don't we play?
We should.
All you do is play the long game. Why don't you ever play the short game?
Play the short game? You're right. Get a nice,
little,
get us
a little fucking smash and grab.
Yeah. What if as crazy as we are, they got even crazier.
Yeah.
Like, what if we walked in drunk and we're like, you want to fuck? And they're like, do we? Yeah. Clothes started coming off.
Put a strap on.
Then we'd have to fuck them.
Yeah.
I mean, that would be great if they called our bluff. Like, if they looked at us and they said, you can stay at the house. But I'll tell you one thing. We're all fucking. Like, we're all playing chicken. Yeah. And we're like, well, we're fucking.
Neither one of us can get hard. They start spitting on us.
Spitting on us. Hitting each other with whips.
Yeah.
Friend of mine told me a crazy Epstein story about a family that was connected to Epstein. The day he died, somebody on the Hamptons, they ran into their kitchen before the news broke and they had like this big meeting and kicked everybody out.
Wow.
Yeah. I'm going to have that friend repeat it, but I can't say it on the show. I also forget the name of the family and I can't say it on the
Warren
show.
Warren Buffett.
It was Warren Buffett. It was Warren Buffett. I want to play the new national anthem of this country. By the way, I want to play this national anthem because you're a lover of music, Raymond.
I mean, I make my own music now.
You're making EDM.
Yeah.
What? This is an interesting progression.
Right.
Because you worked at a morgue.
Yeah.
And then a mosquito lab.
Mm-hmm.
And now you edit for a media conglomerate.
Don't forget the prison.
You worked at a prison. Okay. I figured morgue covered that, but right. You're right. Now, how did you become an EDM DJ?
Well, I've always flirted with synthesizers and making techno music. I've come in and out of it. I built a synthesizer when I was in high school.
You built?
Sort of. I mean, it was just like kind of like used parts from Radio Shack.
You built a synthesizer?
I had a voltage-controlled oscillator. It made noises. It wasn't a great synth. It wasn't like a, you know, expensive. You couldn't use it to make good music. But I was a handy guy. And I was never very good. If I showed you my old tracks, they were terrible. They were unlistenable almost. But
you're really proud of the new music you're making.
I think I made a big leap. Yeah.
You do not have the, I told you some of them were pretty good. And if you were like a young, skinny white guy.
Right.
And you had maybe a hot, dark skinned black girlfriend.
Sure.
You could do something in the EDM community, and you were young and hip.
Well, I figured we could do a million. You have all these LA, you know, young boys, you know, young guys.
Very few of them are from LA.
All right, but know young guys, you know, good looking young guys.
So you're saying give them the EDM music,
yeah,
and let you be the puppet master,
right? Like the who's the guy we had the Backstreet Boys, Lou Pearlman.
So you be the Pearlman for EDM DJs.
Yeah.
Who do you think is the puppet master for this? I want to play this. This is Doja Cat, who does the song Juicy, who's you know, a very talented young woman.
I feel like it's just it really is more like, say something, you white motherfucker. Criticize me.
I mean...
Like, they really call in the bluff here.
The people at Juilliard have to be insane, yeah. Right? Like, the people studying music have to be mentally ill.
I don't know. I mean, I tapped out of this shit, like, years ago. But
right.
I don't know what to make of it. I mean, do you rock? You were into Cardi B. You were into...
She's fun. I mean, they can be fun.
You're into Lizzo. I mean, this does nothing for you?
Well, Lizzo's talented. She can sing.
Sure. I mean, what is the other song, the Doja Cat song? Is
Juicy?
It good? Is it good?
Good.
All right.
Have you never heard it?
No, I don't know Juicy.
You've never heard Juicy?
I might have heard it.
Juicy, I eat that lunch.
They played at the Taco Bell.
I eat
Oh, okay. Yeah.
It's catchy. It's better than the other one. I'll tell you that much.
Well, the other ones are riffing. Maybe that'll become a great song.
I have no investment in any of that. Like, what is good and what isn't good?
Right.
I just love the idea that there is still a good.
Right.
And that there's still, like, I love the idea that people are striving for to be good at things. In this climate is funny to me. That makes me laugh.
I feel like most art nowadays is literally just like the, whatever you want to call it, the Illuminati, the deep state, whatever you want to call it, just shoving stuff in your face going like, this is the new, it's just an act of submission. Like, submit to this.
My twink is calling.
Oh. You want to pause this?
No, I'll take it.
Okay.
Hi. Why'd you say, oh shit? I'm podcasting. That's all right. You're anonymous. Say hello to Ray. Ray is podcasting with me.
Hi, how are you? Hey, not much. How you doing? He's chilling? Guinness Blonde's garbage. You got to get the Harp Lager. Yeah.
Yeah. Can I call you after we're done? All right, buddy. Thank you. He's not my twink. I don't own him. He's a twink.
Right.
I don't want to start being like that guy.
You rent him.
I don't rent. Raymond, please. Flippity, blippity, blah. How soon will it be till politicians start answering questions like that? Yeah. You know?
We're going to do, how are we going to ensure the people have health? Blippity, blippity, blah.
Flippity, blippity, blah. I spit on the cock. I spit, blah, blah. I mean, I just love the idea that, like, someone has to look at kids with a straight face and go, work hard, get great, master your craft. I mean, how do you do it?
Look,
I mean, what do you say to kids now? I sit my kids down and go, son, it's a big casino.
Right.
I don't know. Play.
The air is going to be toxic in 10 years. You're not going to need to. They're going to get it. They'll
get it.
They, like, the way we look at boomers now, what do you think they're going to think of us?
What?
Like, our kids, or the generation after us. Yeah,
what did you call them?
When we look at boomers.
Boomer. What did you say, though? I thought you said burners.
Boomers, I said.
Oh, okay. I thought you said burners, like people that went to Burning Man. Like, what?
Listen, why do we look at people that are burners? Go to Burning Man. Listen to me.
I just think it's funny. I'm having fun with it. You got to have fun.
Right.
Anyone upset about anything now?
You're living in a Terry Gilliam film. Just enjoy it.
Just enjoy the end. And maybe it's not the end. I don't always want to be negative. It's the next phase.
And people are like, oh, what are you going to, like, why would you have kids? What are you going, like, you know, what are they going to do when the climate starts changing? You burn them to death.
Who cares?
You set them on fire.
Let them figure it out. Our boomer parents didn't care. They fed us poison and sent us out into the world with no fucking money.
I think it'd be hilarious if we did just keep telling them, like, no, it's a meritocracy.
Yeah, everything's fine. Right. Repeat after me. Flippity, blippity, blah.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Saving money on your next project? Now at Menards. Don't let an outdated garage door define your home. Revamp your home's appearance with a new ideal garage door. Choose from our large in-stock selection or design your own using our free garage door designer. Hurry in and save big money on your next project. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money at
Menards. I mean, it is what it is, man. Like, I did this podcast with Logan Paul. All these guys were like, I can't believe you're doing a podcast with Logan Paul. I can't believe you and Theo would talk to that guy and have him on. I hope you just roast him. I hope you, and I'm like, no, I'm going to ask him for a job, right. You dumb fucks. The idea of comics ridiculing YouTube stars, That's over.
What, you live in a mansion?
Yeah. Yeah, what do you live in? And you could say to a guy like that, hey, I think your content sucks. You'd go, yeah, it's not great. Right. They don't care. Like, the shit you people care about, they don't care. That's why they're living in mansions.
Right.
The things that concern you don't concern them. That's why they're in. I just think it's so funny that I'm going to get up there with my shitty fucking career and start talking shit to this guy.
Right.
Hey, buddy, I'm the real deal. I'm a comic. I perform at Governor's Comedy Club in Long Island. You bitch.
What do the Pauls do? I know they went to the suicide farm and they
make videos right. on YouTube.
Like slumber party shit?
Who knows?
Right.
I don't really watch it. I don't find them that attractive.
Maybe we could be the Paul brothers.
I would love if we started a...
Are they Fuck Force 10 or whatever?
Team 10 is Jake.
Okay.
Logan is Logang.
Okay. Oh, he has his own thing.
He's got Logang.
Right.
He's fighting KSI, this black YouTuber from the UK. It's a major event. They're selling out the Staples Center.
Oh, actually fighting him.
They're boxer.
Oh, okay.
And they're selling out the Staples Center in LA. Hawking CBD oil on a podcast, and you want me to go shit on him? What world are you in? What O&A fantasy land do you fucking people live in? Where I'm, oh yeah, dude, you're gonna really give it to him, huh?
Like what? Like O&A, who stopped doing that 5 years before they went up there.
No, I'm going to ask him for a job as a janitor at his property, right. as a gardener. You know? I hope he takes pity on me.
Are there 10 guys in Team 10?
There were chicks and guys. I'm not a scholar of Team 10.
Okay.
I'm not saying, first of all, I want to tell anyone this. I'll talk to anyone on a podcast,
right.
except a member of my own family.
Yeah.
We've been clear about that. I'm not endorsing the content, what the kids do. I don't know what they do. He was a very nice kid.
Sure.
He's not an idiot. I know everyone says he's an idiot because he's not I don't know that I wouldn't call him an intellectual. I wouldn't say he's a deep and contemplative guy, but what do I know?
Did you get that vibe?
I think he's a lot smarter than people think he is.
Did you get that vibe where people who meet with Kissinger, like, oh, you're a president? They're like, oh, like you could tell you're talking. Like,
yeah, he's got a Kissinger vibe, right? That's exactly what he has. That's a good way to say it.
Thank you.
No, but I remember when comics used to ridicule YouTube people. And stand-up comics would ridicule the idea of being on social media. You know where those people are now? They're a month away from homelessness. They're performing in casinos. They're performing to half-empty rooms of people. They are babbling about the craft of comedy in a podcast with 9 listeners.
Right.
No one cares. This is the reality. Of course the Paul brothers are stars. Trump is the president. Who's going to be a star?
I mean, I feel I still have a chance, maybe.
Yes, I've never doubted that. We should have had... I look at some good-looking guys, and I go, why are you even trying to be a comedian? Just jump on a bed in your underwear.
Right.
They do these things. They're like, let me do a video about 10 things girls do that piss me off. That's what they'll do. That's what a YouTube star will do. He'll be like, these are 10 things, 5 things that girls do that I find really cute,
right.
and 5 things that girls do that piss me off. So let's practice. You're a YouTube star.
Yeah.
You're on your bed. You're in your undies. You got your shirt off.
Right.
And now I've said to you, all right, tell me 5 things girls do that you don't really love.
They expect me to pay when I go out to dinner.
You got
to
smile and be kind of cute with it.
You know, they fucking they look at my dick all weird. They think my dick's weird. They get mad when I can't get hard. I try to get hard. And
you got to be.
They just got to lay there.
I'm like the social media manager because they do exist and they have to tell these kids what to do a little bit. They're usually gay men who are clearly taking advantage of these kids. Right. There's a great documentary called Jawline on Hulu about it where this gay guy just has a house of twinks and he just orders to make these videos.
Oh, well, okay.
But the manager would be like, all right, Ray, that's good.
Right.
But the reality here is we want to be a little more positive. It's about positivity and it's about people feeling good. So even though these are things that girls do that make you mad, we want them to feel silly and lighthearted. And we don't want them to really feel depressed and make people want to kill themselves.
Okay, I got it.
Do you understand what
I mean? Let's do another take.
Okay.
These whores wear UGG boots to the bagel store.
All right. Now, let's not call them whores because a lot of kids' parents are monitoring the content.
Okay.
So we don't want you to say they're whores right off the bat because a mother might be making dinner in the other room. They hear that coming out of the MacBook. now they're making the daughter unsubscribe.
Right.
Like, yes. You see what I mean?
Yeah.
We got to just come in with, it's a light touch.
Okay.
You got to have a light touch. Many of these girls are in their late teens. And let's make no lie.
Okay.
They're fantasizing about you.
Sure. Of course. Okay. So let's do the
five things that girls do that kind of irk you in a cute, light way.
Okay. You know, they ask me what I do for a living. Like, I'm like, what's your fucking dad do? Who the fuck is he? You think you're better than me?
Okay. That's not the worst thing.
Okay.
I think we could take the fucks out.
Okay.
Here's an example of one that I would do.
Right.
Okay. Like, hey, you know, like when a girl, you know, it's one of the things girls do that tick me off is like, you know, sometimes like, they pretend to like not want something, but they really want it. And I wish they would just come out and like really tell me what it is that they want.
Oh, okay.
Do you see that's more the direction we're going
right.
in? You know?
Right, okay.
You got to watch the new doc Jawline on Hulu. Have you seen that? It's about an aspiring influencer who lives in Tennessee. I talked about it on the last episode. And all of the girls that are into these social media stars, by the way, I thought these girls just wanted to get fucked.
Yeah.
All these girls are like, my father's in jail. My mother works three jobs. These social media guys are the only people who tell me not to cut myself. I'm like, God, are we in a dark? God, are we in trouble? Like, is this why everyone went to go see the Beatles? Is this why everybody went to go see the Beatles on Ed Sullivan? Because they were cutting themselves and John Lennon was like, don't cut yourself, ladies. Is that what it was?
I mean, look, there was a famous Hendrix song where it was like, you don't have to vomit to be a pretty girl.
Is that true?
No.
Oh. You don't have to vomit. I mean, what do you think about these guns? What's going to go on now? We got mass shooting after mass shooting after mass shooting.
I mean, at this point,
who cares?
I honestly think, you want my honest opinion?
Yeah.
We stop reporting on it.
Yeah.
We cover it up.
Right.
Because I really do feel like...
I know. It's like not worth the anxiety and stress. Even though this sounds like a crazy take. Dude, the pushback I get... When I just asked the question,
right?
How many massacres would it take for you to adjust the AR-15 policy?
Like, right.
How many would it be? Would one a day? Would three a day? I'm not saying I know what's going to work. I'm saying as a theoretical, philosophical question, how many a day would do it?
They look, because they'll come back with the AR-15 is the most popular gun in America,
right?
And there's like 5 million people or 15 million of them out there or whatever.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, sure, whatever. But it's like, the reality is people, we're so much dumber than people give us credit for. We're so much more like just animals.
Yeah.
And like, it's just literally like, oh, this is on TV.
I agree with a lot of libertarian ideas, but it doesn't work in a society where everyone's retarded.
Right.
Everyone is retarded.
And we're literally just mimicking shit. Like, it's a certain percentage of population. Like, it's like, if you just stop talking
these
about
these people are listening to flippity blippity bloop, blabbity bloop, and we're going to give them all guns?
I mean, they're
listening to fucking baby talk.
My thing is not even being creative about it.
Right.
I wish they would at least, like, how about you're killing like 20 people now with a clip? Kill three, but do it in a way that stands out.
Fun.
Like, when Columbine kids came out, like, they were new. And they were kind of, I think that's before the Matrix even. The Matrix kind of ripped them off, it feels like. They were kind of setting a standard with these trench coats and everything. And like, no one's got any style anymore. You know what I mean? Why not just have because it sounds like an awful take.
Yeah, Trenchcoat Mafia had a fashion statement.
Right.
Right. Nope. Great point. Nobody has an aesthetic.
Yes.
Yes.
And it's just like, yeah, I mean, and I'm not saying like, why not like kill a couple people, but do it in a crazy way. And then you can go, oh, don't give people
and
ideas.
And wear like matching outfits.
Yes.
Do you give any credence? Now we're going to get in trouble. But do you give any credence? When there's like reports of multiple shooters in places and it's always just one guy. What is the deal with that? I'm going to ask you.
Yeah.
Because I watch people go, oh, yeah, there was multiple shooters. There's shooters here. There's shooters there. I saw.
I think, look, I mean.
What's happening?
I think most likely it's people have no concept of how, most people have concept of how the acoustics of gunshots work in any given environment.
But there are people that say, I saw a guy dressed in full gear and it was not like.
I mean, look. Do you believe? Here's a question. Do you think the CIA, whoever is just doing it for what purpose?
No, I never said that.
But like, what are these people getting at? That like,
I don't know what's going on. Because
there
is, I don't know what's going on.
Because I'm not saying you're saying that, but that is usually the implication that it's a false flag and that like this is done to like.
I'm not saying it's a false flag. Is it impossible that some of these kids went into some weird medical trial that nobody knows about?
Okay.
Is it impossible that some of these kids were, you know, these, I don't know, man. You know, listen, all this shit that we've talked about on this show, you're going to tell me it's completely impossible that they fucking.
I'm just saying this.
I'm not saying they did.
Here's my
angle. We're doing a podcast, folks. We're in a hotel room. We're in the Tuscany by St. John's.
Come kill us.
please come kill us. We're asking nicely.
We'll give you the room number.
Deep state, wherever you are, come kill us.
I'm just saying, like, so what, it's some super soldier program to get people to, like, oh, can we get them to kill people? Like, look at Vietnam. Yeah. They would just blow up, like, villages for no reason. Like, you don't have, just give them some weed.
They were soft. That's why we lost that war. That's why we had to drug them and shit. I don't know, man. I don't know what's out there, man. I don't know how deep it goes.
I mean,
I wonder, when you look at the types of black budget programs,
right?
The fact that a lot of these shooters or a lot of these homegrown terrorists, a lot of them have tried to get into the military and then were rejected. Were they all rejected or did they go into some other program we don't know
about? It's like the party. He's like, he's trying to get to be a cop and they're like, hey, why don't you come in our little pro? Yeah.
I don't know. What do I know?
Maybe. I mean, reality is like,
have you been to Sandy Hook is my point.
I mean, we should do a live podcast from Sandy Hook. I mean,
trying to get ads.
I'm just saying, like, I don't know what the end game is in the sense of, like, people for years now, for over a decade, I've been hearing, and longer than that, probably.
I agree, yeah.
That, like, oh, they're just trying to get us into a position where they can finally show their face. And it's like, I think they're there. I think they can show their face now.
And the whole thing is when I got people got mad at me the other day because they said, like, hey, I don't know. Like you said that, oh, if we give up our guns, the government will really start to overreach. It's like, guys, that's not a valid argument,
right?
Because they've been doing it already. They just haven't been doing it to people that look like you,
yeah.
Right? They've been going into all of these countries. And, I mean, they have been doing it to people that look like you because, you know, Chelsea Manning was being tortured.
Oh, sure.
Edward Snowden, Barrett Brown, anybody who was a whistleblower, anybody who leaked information that they were spying on you or that the U.S. military was committing war crimes,
Well, they've also the elites go to war because like someone nationalized the banana plantation or whatever,
right,
in Guatemala, and like they've economically decimated an entire country,
yeah,
an entire class of people, and like, well, we'll only fight them if they try to take our guns away. And it's like, why? Like if you're gonna, why not fight now?
Why not fight now? These are the protests in Hong Kong.
Yeah.
People getting tasers to the fucking face.
Over like extradition treaties.
Right.
Can you imagine if we over extradition treaties?
We don't. What would it take? Epstein got murdered before he was going to drop a dime on politicians' fucking kids. And nobody cares.
Yeah.
It's the most heinous, unimaginable evil. And nobody gives a shit about it. So my whole thing is like, well, what would make you show up with the weapon?
I mean,
if they came into your house and tried to take your gun, I guess that's when you get up.
They want the gun so they can fight the government in case they take the gun.
Like, right.
That's the only time.
Now, let me do a disclaimer here.
Yeah.
We are not telling you. Now, what's hard about this is we kind of are. But we're performance artists.
Right.
And this is performance art.
I'm just saying.
But we're imagining.
Yeah. If they marched on D.C., and said, we want health care for everyone.
Right.
You can get behind that, maybe.
Get your gun out.
Yeah.
Go to D.C. and say we would like a living wage.
Right.
Or health insurance.
Yeah.
Or we'd like if you not fuck the kids.
Yeah.
Something.
But the only time I've ever seen is those groups who go to statues. Like, this, remember when everyone was taking down the Robert Lee statues?
Yeah, like an old racist statue.
Yeah, and so they go to defend the statues. Like, you're not taking these statues down. That's the only time I've seen anyone do anything with the guns.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Life's messy. We're talking spills, stains, pets, and kids.
But with Anabay, you never have to stress about messes again. At washablesofas.com, discover Anabay sofas, the only fully machine washable sofas inside and out, starting at just $699. Made with liquid and stain-resistant fabrics, that means fewer stains and more peace of mind. Designed for real life, our sofas feature changeable fabric covers, allowing you to refresh your style anytime. Need flexibility? Our modular design lets you rearrange your sofa effortlessly. Perfect for cozy apartments or spacious homes. Plus, they're earth-friendly and built to last. That's why over 200,000 happy customers have made the switch. Upgrade your space today. Visit washablesofas.com now and bring home a sofa made for life. That's washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
We had a weird interaction today. Do you think, explain what happened today on the street? Because this was, we've had a lot of weird interactions in New York.
Sure.
This was one of the stranger ones.
Oh, the woman by the deli? Oh, no, no. That's a different one.
What happened by the deli? Now you got to say that.
No, just some woman was asking for money. Yeah. And we like, we don't have any cash. She's like, just buy me some peanut M&Ms.
Right.
And then we did. And then she got pissed at us, I think. So they just, whatever. But no, so we're walking on the street. I forgot about
that. Yeah, this is the big one.
Yeah. So we're walking on the street. And a guy, someone had given you at your spot.
Somebody gave me a book at the brunch show at the stand. And it's a book.
The Red Dawn or some shit.
Some book about whatever.
It's yeah.
It's a political thriller, but it's true. It's nonfiction. Oh,
yeah, whatever. So this guy, we're walking down and like he kind of brushes past him and he goes, and he like sees the book. He goes, oh, what you reading here? And it's like a young guy, like, you know, 30, guys in his 30s. Like, what you reading there? And you're like, oh, someone gave it to me. And he looks at the cover. And I don't know if it's reflective of the book. He goes, oh, it's like a David Goliath story. Did David win? And like, we're like, what? Like, and then he's like, maybe you should call me and let me know what happens.
You want to text me the title?
Yeah.
And I was so thrown off. I didn't even know. I didn't think the guy was trying to fuck me. I was so thrown off because I'm so on guard for like an old school grift.
Right.
Smash and grab. Grab the wallet.
Sure.
Grab my phone. I take my phone out. He grabs my phone, starts running. Now I got to chase this guy down. Maybe he's a good runner.
Right.
What am I going to do?
Better. Either way, he's a better runner than you.
And you.
Oh, right. I mean, so, I used to run 5 miles a day.
What about now?
Not so much.
You're going to chase? No, we're not chasing that.
No.
So I'm like, you could just put the... And then he gave me this long, longing, weird look.
Yeah.
Like he wanted to fuck. But what's weird is like, he didn't even see my face when he stopped me.
What's the thing? Yeah, he starts it from behind. And
I don't present as gay, except you said I have a little bit of a gay walk.
Occasionally.
So from the back, do you think he said, that guy's... I'm a weird sell from the back.
Yeah.
If he's just watching me walk down a street, that's why you want to fuck me?
You don't even have a fat ass.
No, I got a nice face, but I would think you got to see me
right
from that.
And I don't think you were gay walking then, for lack of a better term.
I don't know, but...
Like, you it's like you were just kind of... So, occasionally, you have like a tippy-toe thing.
But this guy kind of stunned. He was kind of looked stunned that I wouldn't give him my number. And I think he like walked away and he was kind of puzzled. Like, I can't fuck that guy.
My first assumption was it was a pickup only because what else could it be? Like, yeah, grift, but what is this grift?
Maybe
like,
he knows who I am. He wants to put my phone number on Reddit or something as a joke.
Possibly.
I don't know. I mean, it's a dumb joke. I don't care.
Yeah.
I really don't even care.
Start getting dick pics. Like, all right, not bad.
Yeah, it's not bad. People just call me and I keep him on the phone for an hour. They're like, this was a prank. I want to go. I'm like, no, listen. There's a super soldier program. I don't know, man, but he was kind of good looking and I'm kind of mad. Dude, if I was that aggressive, I'd get laid all the time. Maybe that's just what that guy's about.
Yeah, maybe he's just like, he's got a fucking dick full of cum.
Yeah, and he just wants to fuck everybody and I fucking screwed it up. But also, maybe he wanted to come over to my hotel room and like rob me.
Sure.
You know, I don't
know.
It's
a weird, like,
of what?
Who does that work on though?
I don't know.
I don't get it.
Does certain dudes just go, hey, man, give me here? Yeah, here's my number. We can text about this book.
You pull out your phone, he rips it out of your hand.
Yeah, but he didn't even know I was gay. He didn't know anything about
me. No, like he pulls your phone out, like, and you're like, oh, I guess I'll text. And like, assuming that he'll, like, you'll just not text him, but you won't be polite. And then he rips the phone out of your hand, maybe.
I don't know what the deal is. I'm just kind of weirdly on guard when some stranger gets in your face and starts asking you questions. Now, I respect his hustle.
Sure.
Whether he's snatching a phone or
trying to kidnap a kid
or trying to fuck, you know, either way, I'm with you. I just don't want to be the victim of your scam.
Right.
But maybe it wasn't. Maybe he was just trying to fuck.
I mean, If that's the case, he doesn't think we're fucking.
Good point.
You know,
you should have stepped in.
Yeah.
That's my man. Listen to me. You're fucking him. You're fucking me. You're fucking us both.
He just gave me this deep look.
Right. I think you're crushing on this guy.
Did you? He was kind of good look, but did you catch the way he looked at me? I'm like,
it was weird. The whole exchange is very odd.
And I'm like kind of paranoid because we talk about weird shit on the show. I'm like, is he the guy? Is this the guy that's coming to get us?
Maybe he was casing us.
Is this the guy?
He's like one of those Michael Clayton guys.
Is it a Billie Eilish fan that wants me dead?
Oh, shit. He's going to torture and kill you.
I don't know.
Nice.
I mean, I don't know. But now I feel weird about not giving him my number, not living dangerously.
I mean, you did fuck up. I mean, you could have at least gotten laid or...
What did you think? You said he wasn't that good looking though.
Well, he wasn't your type. You typically like more Twinks. Slender guys.
Yeah.
But no, he was fine looking. I mean, I think he was definitely...
Imagine if you did that to a woman.
What are you reading? Listen, what are you reading? Was that a real David and Goliath story?
Does David win?
You want to text me? Why don't you text me the title of the book?
They would use Patriot Act to like put me in Gitmo.
She would use bear spray on you. Not even me. She'd go right to bear spray. She just takes out a gun and just starts firing wildly. She just starts firing.
What are you reading that?
This is why we can't give up the guns.
Right.
You would be on a poster. This is why you can't give up the guns. Because this man asked what you were reading.
Right.
What are you reading? You want to text me? You want to start a book club? Do you ever think what it would feel like to get eaten?
Who is that, Dickens?
You reading? Is that A Tale of Two Cities? Listen to me.
I don't know, man. Very strange, but I'll move on. It's another misconnection. We were talking before about you said you want to get out of New York. You're torn. You like almost the idea of living in New Orleans.
I mean, New Orleans is my favorite city that I've ever been to.
Don't you think we're too old to kind of live in a, like, I don't know.
I feel like,
I think we had our time, and I squandered all my time.
Sure.
When I was 22, I could have been getting hammered in New Orleans. I could have maybe went to another country.
Right.
I could have went on vacation. Dude, I was just getting fucked up in Long Island.
Yeah.
What a disaster. And I couldn't even get a fucking TV show made about it.
I feel like New Orleans is the kind of city, though, where it's like you can have older failures that are kind of not looked down upon because they're not like they don't have money.
Absolutely. It's a whole vibe.
Yeah.
Like you have to really get into it.
We have to go full Mardi Gras and like.
I think you'd have to go there and just. I think the charms would get old.
Right.
So I think you'd have to resign yourself to being what that city is, which is like kind of disconnecting from the larger society.
Right. Which is like, what is there in larger society you're going to miss?
I don't know. Time.
Sure.
New Orleans, like people have no concept of time. Right. Half of them. Like they just float around. They barely know what day it is.
If you live there, are you even listening to jazz and like music?
Some people are. Right. I really don't know. I think a lot of people there, there's a literary idea of what a city is,
right?
And then there's what a city is, right?
Yeah.
And in my opinion, New Orleans probably gets the closest to the idea of what it is from the limited amount of time I've spent there, right? Right. New York is hard because there's a million New Yorks. There's a million LAs.
Yeah.
I mean, the real LA is the bullshit, Hollywood, everybody's trying to suck off somebody famous, whatever.
Right.
Literally and figuratively. But New Orleans is the idea that it's got a very distinct culture, and that the people who live there love it and want to live there, and they give themselves over entirely to that. They're not like, you're not half in, half out. You don't dip your toe in. You go fucking head into New Orleans or you don't even do it.
No one really famous seems to come out of New Orleans. Like,
I don't know.
Like you might be someone who left New Orleans area. But like what star got their start in New Orleans? Like it's more like
I can't think of any.
It's just kind of like a place where you just kind of live this artistic life and then like you get hammered all the time.
And are you living an artistic life or are you just getting fucked up? I guess you could be playing music.
Well, I mean, it's like, look, what was Hemingway? Like Hemingway is writing these books and he's just getting fucked up in Paris. It's like, it's that kind of, but no one cares about music or books anymore. So it's just like, we're not going to be happy anywhere.
Good point.
You know,
that's what it is.
It's just we're going to be fat and miserable wherever we go. Why not there? You get some nice eggs Benedict.
It's too humid.
Yeah. No, it was probably the summer. We're not built for the summers. You need to be a wiry guy who's not built, but he has those like just skinny
muscles.
Don't
you wish you were young and hot? Would you have, if I
wish I was young and hot anywhere.
If I could do it again, I would do nothing I did in this life.
Right.
I really believe that. I would do nothing. And I know I make a lot of you laugh and you go, oh, you're so funny. Hey, shut up. If I could do it again, I don't know. Maybe I would do what I'm doing now. I don't know. I think I would do something else. What would you be? Blank slate. And then I have some questions from the... we're going to do them on a Patreon episode. We're going to record later in the week. The people that pay money get to ask you us questions. And some of them are like so stupid. It's okay. Like, what do you think about, you know?
Yeah.
And it's like, all right, well, we'll do that in the other episode.
I'd be a lacrosse player.
Is this true?
I mean, I feel like I would have been an athlete like if I could go back. Like
You could go back in time. This is a very fascinating thing. If Ray Kump could do it all again.
Because I did go through a period. I was mentioned talking about this earlier. Where when I was around 30 years old, I was running 5 miles a day.
Not even when you were younger, when you were 30.
No, and I'm saying I was fat my whole life.
That was 4 or 5. No, that was like, what, 7 years ago?
No, like something like 6, 5.
I just love the idea of like, you're like, listen, when I was 30, I was an athlete.
No, my point is, I'm not running 5 miles
now. Where were you running in? Weren't you running around the morgue?
I ran around the morgue for a while, and then eventually...
So you want to go back to your glory days of running around the morgue?
I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is that I came to a realization, like, because I was fat my whole life up until then. I was a fat kid. I was never good at like athletic shit. And like, oh, I should have been like pushing my body more since I was a kid. And like, if I were to go back, I would, I didn't understand, like, I understood they say practice, but until you get good at anything, I was never good at stuff as a kid. Like, when I finally get good at stuff, like, oh, yeah, just put the time in. You can get good at baseball and feel good about yourself. Like, people like to pretend like, oh, these, you know, athletics don't mean anything and they're shit. And like, yeah, if you're doing two-a-days at age 14 and like your whole town's revolved around football and rape, sure, it's not great. But I mean, the idea of having, you know, athletic background is a nice thing. I mean, it's a nice, the Greeks did
but
it.
But let's be honest, there's no professional lacrosse league. You would do some collegiate sport.
I would have lived as a more person. Active. I would have been more active and that would have bled into the rest of my life.
Okay.
And I would have probably got into like law. I could have been a trim lawyer.
So you want to be like a fit lawyer.
Yeah. Cause no one wants to, I had a fat lawyer once, but I mean.
The worst.
Yeah.
The worst is to have a fat lawyer.
Because he was a good lawyer, but he was still embarrassing.
Yes.
He's like wearing a scarf in the middle of court.
What?
I don't know. Was
he a real lawyer or was he just?
No, he's dead now. But
I thought you had a good looking lawyer. You told me once, like a young guy who was kind of
good. Oh, I did have a good looking lawyer, but he was terrible. The fat guy was good.
The fat guy, but he's still embarrassing when he gets up.
Yeah, he's good because he works. He worms his way into the county for years.
What was the biggest problem with him? Was just the sight of him. Or was the way he talked?
He was just bombastic, and he kind of had a lisp and a slur.
Yeah,
and like, but he knew everyone. He had these huge Christmas parties, I think, where he'd invite the whole county over.
He's like a flamboyant fat lawyer.
Yeah, but he wasn't like at least no one thought he was gay. But he kind of acted like he had a little bit of a fop. Yeah, and he was great. He was better than deserved.
He was a real raconteur.
Yeah, and he was good, but like I was still like, oh, but I knew he was right. He'd tell me, like, shave your beard. Like, I look bad without a beard. He's like, just shave it. And so I had to listen to him.
Now, I agree with you. So you would be a fit lawyer.
Yeah.
And you would live where?
Probably. Like,
what college would you go? If you could have went to a college, where would you have gone?
I could have gone to a college... I mean, I'm a smart enough guy. Like, I did pretty well in the SAT.
Everyone that knows anything about you knows how very incredibly intelligent you are.
And I applied myself nothing. I mean, it's almost unoriginal.
Right. What did you get on your SATs?
Like a 1280 without any practice, which is not like it's not not to the charts off.
Practice.
But I'm saying if I'd done a little bit, I could have gotten a 1400.
Right.
Like, I think. It ain't Mensa. Or no, maybe it is. But the point is, like, I could have gotten into Columbia maybe, or like Dartmouth maybe. I mean, is that like, I don't know. I don't know much about the Ivies, but I could have gotten into an Ivy. Like
now
a
it's tough school. If you're a white guy.
Well, yeah, but back then, you know, that was a while ago.
Here's what I would say. If I could do it all over again, I agree with you. Ben lost his phone, and this is how he lost his phone. Ben, the producer of the show.
Yeah.
It fell out of his pocket playing golf.
I mean, I've never known you, the guy. I've never known you to put up with things like that.
I mean, is this the, I love him to death, but I mean, is this the guy? You know what I mean?
But I thought he lost his wallet too.
I guess that also did.
Hmm?
Is this where Peter says, what is Peter upon this rock? God says to Peter, upon this rock, I build my church. You know what I mean?
I don't know.
Playing golf and the wallet fell out.
I don't know how you lose both. I mean,
people change.
That sounds.
Do people change? Another question. The Great Raycom. Like, I'm not a drunk anymore, right?
Right.
But I'm still a, like, an idiot.
What's the thing? You don't.
I'm still an addict in many ways.
You white. Look, you don't change. You just white knuckle it the rest of your life.
You evolve. I'm still an addict. The addict mentality's helped me with comedy.
Yeah, you know, like these people who find serenity through Christ or like 12 steps.
They're insane.
Yeah.
God bless them, but that's a good insane. That's what you want to be.
But that's the best you can hope for. Like, we were talking before about how, like, if you're fat, there's, like, research that shows, like, if you're fat and you lose a lot of weight, you keep all those fat cells the rest of your life.
So really?
So the minute you start eating fat again,
it comes.
It comes right back.
Fat, forever fat.
Yeah. So it's like you can alter your behavior, but you don't change.
Right.
And that's the scary thing. You're always going to have these demons probably.
I mean, you know, I'm doing that keto or trying to do keto. It's not real keto. It's light keto because I'll eat tomato sauce and shit. But I'm not eating bread, pasta, rice, sugar, like, you know, no desserts, none of that shit. No juice. I'm drinking only water.
Right.
And, you know, I can hook up with good looking dudes. I've hooked up with really good looking dudes. But if you told me, like, hey, you'll just fuck male models for the rest of your life or whatever, I still kind of want ravioli. That's how deep the hook of fat is.
Right.
I still kind of want ravioli.
Until I can never have a gyro again.
I mean,
I want a gyro.
That's the thing. What, am I not going to have ravioli? You know?
I want that feeling.
Oh,
of
but
tzatziki.
Everyone look at you and they want to fuck you or you'll have a better chance fucking people. Yeah, but I want lobster ravioli.
I mean, do you really want, how much do you really want to fuck?
I want to fuck a decent amount, but not crazy.
I'm saying these people who fuck all the time. It's like, I don't get it. I have a girlfriend.
Right.
I love her. You know, everyone.
It's consensual. It's legal. No need to call the police. Don't file a report.
And we have great sex. But
I'm sure it's fun.
But I mean, I don't want it to be my. It's sweaty. It's a mess.
Yeah.
You don't want it to be your whole life.
Right.
I mean, are these guys, what are you going, fuck boys?
I guess so.
I mean, I can't be a fuck boy.
Well, I think you're putting limits on yourself, and I hate to see you do that. But I don't know. I just, you know, I'm going to try to keep this diet going and I'm going to try to exercise.
Right.
It's another thing I hate. I don't like.
I've never known you besides the time you told me you swam when you were a child.
I love swimming.
But I've never known you to be like, do any exercise. Have you never, like, do you have a gym now?
I'm not meant for, let's be honest.
Yeah.
Let's be honest. People are going to get mad at this. Ready? It's a controversial take. Come on. Isn't exercise kind of for stupid people? Come on.
Fundamentally, I guess, yeah.
I mean, and I don't mean that it's not the right thing to do, but come on.
Well, they look.
Aren't there? It's a lot of dummies.
Yeah. And the thing is this. You get out of work. If you're a working person, you get out of work.
Now, I know that I should be stupid and in shape, but it's not my fault.
Right.
God made me, you know, I sit around. I think. I lean. I dream.
Do you realize how much, like, how when you go to work and then you go to a gym, you're spending, like, you know, when do you actually watch the, like, YouTube documentaries? When do you squeeze that time in? These people.
Yeah.
Like, I don't understand it. Like,
how do you watch the docs?
Yeah.
Where does that happen? You could do it on the treadmill. You could do it on the elliptical.
Right.
I feel good when I work out. I like swimming. I should swim more. I want to be that guy again.
Here's the thing, like, the reason most art is created is because you don't feel good or content.
Right.
So it's like, the point is, are we really art? Is anyone really an artist anymore? Is art really exist at all?
Maybe not.
Right. And that's, because that's the thing, like, you can look at Michelangelo and go, well, he wasn't happy, but he, you know, sculpted and he made the Sistine Chapel.
Was he not happy?
I mean, I get the impression he had some, I think they all had demons. I think Da Vinci had demons.
Right. Or pedophiles.
Yeah, I mean, look, they were happy then when they were fucking, but, you know, not all the time. You know?
Everyone who's ever done anything great was a pedophile. What if aliens call our planet Planet Pedophile? And no one even knows it. Aliens are like, yes, the most elite people there fuck the children. And look, you're like, wait.
Well, Chomsky used to love to have the whole, what if aliens came down and they just observed our society? What would they think? And he'd like talk about like, well, obviously the rich and all that stuff. And yeah, you're right. It would just be like, well, you got to fuck kids to get ahead.
Yeah, that they would be like, this is Planet Pedophile.
Yeah.
As they left in their spaceship, they'd be like, oh, this is Planet Pedophile.
Right.
That's what that is. But if I could do it all over again, I would be a swimmer because you're the hottest with the ripped bodies.
Yeah.
Dude, I'd go to a state. I'd go to school like Colgate or Marist.
Upstate. Oh, I did. I did lacrosse camp at Colgate.
Yeah, I don't. I'm not even gonna fuck with the Ivies. I wouldn't even make my life about trying to be smart,
right?
Or good. Like this is what I've realized.
Yeah,
I would go to school at Colgate, get a hot chick or a hot whatever. I would be into chicks probably. I don't.
You
know.
You would do a scale like a conversion camp?
No, I mean we're just doing a fake life.
Okay,
and then I'd have kids, and I think I'd get like a fucking house by a lake or something and just not give a fuck. I really think if I could do it all over again,
yeah,
I would be like, fuck all of that. I don't care about it. I don't know.
I mean, his kids who grew up upstate.
My mother's friend was a swim coach at Colgate,
yeah,
or Marist or one of them, but I think he worked at Colgate. He ran a camp there, whatever. And they had him and his wife had a nice house on the lake, or his parents had a house on the lake. And you would go there and dude, you know, they just didn't give a fuck.
I would love to have grown up, now you mentioned it, like, yeah, in upstate New York or in a swamp.
Americana, man.
And just living a Tom Sawyer
There's
life.
There's no Italians, you know? Yeah, the food sucks. You have a burger. Who cares?
Right.
You don't need everything to be great.
It ruined you. I mean,
the reason I like New York is the food. I'm a fat fuck.
Yeah.
I'm eating keto. I don't need to be here.
Right.
I don't need to be in LA. I don't need to be anywhere. You do keto, you do it in the woods.
Eat a raccoon.
That's the point. The fuck you gonna be here for?
Right. Roast chicken.
Don't you just fantasize about that life? You're just on the lake.
I used to go to a Boy Scout camp that was on a pond.
I don't even like the lake, but the life seems great.
The pond is not a pond or a lake is a nice.
It's Americana. The oceans are great too, but there's something about a lake. You have a nice lake house. It's quiet.
Did you ever go fishing?
You write novels. I would be writing a novel. I've went fishing.
Do you like fishing?
But on Captain Lou's boat in Freeport with 40 other losers from Long Island.
Right.
Calling the fish N-words. But no, I went fishing with my Uncle Michael out in the Hamptons. I like fishing.
We're just like, we're indoor kids, aren't we?
We're geniuses, Ray. This is the problem. We're geniuses in a society that doesn't care. I'm in the Tuscany by St. Giles. Society wants us to get in shape and go flippity blippity blop. And, you know,
right.
I guess we should. I guess it's time.
I mean, who?
Change or die. Evolve or die.
Yeah, I mean, mostly just die.
I don't know. I ponder a lot during the day. You can't ponder at a gym.
Right. Well, yeah, I mean, you kind of get into a zone.
Sometimes I'll lean on something for 45 minutes.
Yeah.
And think.
No, because mostly when I'm at the gym, I'm just in pain. I'm just like, oh, when does this end?
It's hurting.
Yeah.
I'm hurt.
Yeah. And I just want to end.
Our bodies have failed us. Our bodies, our minds matter.
Right.
Our bodies, which is why I'm excited for the transhumanism. Put this mind in a better body.
I love a spider body.
I've always wanted an arachnid body.
That'd be amazing.
They're not going to us.
No. Why?
Spider bodies?
But like, why not us? Like, why not?
Because it's not. They're not gonna give it to us. We're not gonna get a good spider body.
We can still upgrade like something, right?
We will get the worst upgrade.
It'll be rusty. It'll be like a fucking.
It will literally be. They'll put us in the same bodies with like metal legs, yeah. Like Tin Men. Tin Men legs. This is all you two got approved for,
right?
We
have to like move the spider legs with our arms. Like we're just pushing and pulling them.
Hey, aren't we gonna get the new spider body? No. You gotta prove to make your feet a wagon.
We still have to shit through the machine. It's just gross.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything.
Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Target, Nike, and Instacart. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. It's easy to use, and you can get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten, Rakuten.com.
I mean, it's hard. I'm trying to change, man. I've lost a few pounds. It's a tough. I'm going to keep doing it.
Yeah.
I'm going to keep doing it. The next step is I got to start exercising, but I got to get into it.
Yeah. I mean, exercising will get you kind of focused.
I know.
You really, I mean, you need to become a jock. I mean, you can pick up guys at gyms, can't you?
Sure.
I mean, that's a more healthy way.
Pick up guys in the street, apparently.
Sure. I mean, that's the thing. You want to be a guy who's got, like, just get some biceps going. Get some nice tone.
I wish I was rich.
Yeah.
I just want to be rich, dude. I just want to, just get a trainer to come in and kill me. I just want a trainer to blow
my brains. Just fucking strangle you.
I just want a trainer to blow my brains out. I just want a trainer to come in and murder me. So I don't have to go along with the training program.
I mean, would you fantasize about being grappled to death by like a
Oh,
all right.
I mean, I don't know, man. I we're at a point now where you go, I'd like to make something good. For who?
Right.
For what?
I mean, that's a good point. Who is the audience?
Who wants it? And I don't want to be one of those guys who's like, fuck this and fuck that. That we don't want to be that guy.
Yeah.
But we got to be honest. And you go, well,
you have this idea that, like, well, the masses will go for this, but you're making something that will last for history. But, like, who's actually, like, almost like we're putting in a time capsule and waiting for someone to appreciate it later on.
Everything has shifted where even, like, the smart set, like, shit.
Right.
The masses have always, like, shit. The mass is now like gobbledygook baby talk.
Right.
The mass is like just big asses.
Well, even your friends you were talking about before, people came to your set.
Yeah.
Like, I look at Rotten Tomatoes. I look at the audience score, they were saying.
Ooh, right.
It's like they don't, like, no one cares about, like,
no one
fine
cares.
Art.
No, fine art. I mean, you think I'll make some good for niche group? Is it niche or niche?
Niche, I think.
You make something for a niche group, what, and they don't want it.
No. I mean, no one wants it until you have, because that's all bullshit too.
Right.
It's like, yes, there is objectively good art.
But the rich kids jerking each other off.
Right, exactly. Like, you know,
that's why I think
Warhol was a fraud.
Well, better than what we have now.
Sure.
His heads and shoulders are better than flippity blah, blippity blah. I think the best life, you have a lake house.
Yeah.
You're cooking burgers on the lake. You're reading, you're writing, you're reading, you're swimming in the lake, and you're maybe doing a little light jog. You maybe go to the gym every now and then. Maybe you're the teacher at the local school, and the summer the kids graduate, you have sex with them.
Right.
When they graduate.
Can I come back as a pig?
Would you like to be a pig?
I feel like it'd be a nice, I don't be slaughtered the first year, but I mean, I feel like it's a nice
until
existence.
You got slaughtered, it would be good.
Yeah, I mean, look,
I don't think you have to come back to be a pig. You could just climb in a pen.
Yeah, I mean, they're smart animals. I feel like I'd
be you focusing on losing because you're big now? You're at a big place.
No, yeah, I mean, look, we went out to brunch today and we're eating meat and shrimp.
Meat.
Yeah, I'm doing no carb though. I'm
good
doing
for
a keto.
You. Stay with no carbs.
Yeah,
it's the breads and the sugars, man, and the rice.
It's poison. Not to reasonable people can moderate themselves, but
I hate that we grew up with our boomer parents feeding us poison, and we got to a point where we really, people don't realize I was shot food wise by the time I was like 9. I was just, I mean, the garbage I was eating.
Right.
I grew up on garbage. I grew up on fast food. I grew up going out to eat.
Yeah.
I grew up at Fridays. I grew up, you know, and then you get to a certain point where you've lost control completely. And now you got to do a diet where you can't even have a little bit of rice.
No, look, you have to admit you're an addict the same way you did with alcohol and drugs.
And the whole country, we've got lots of addicts, man.
Yeah. Look, that's the thing. This country's built on hooking you on shit.
Yeah.
It's just like, you know, you used it before. Like the fucking, the advertising firms with the cereals and the fucking, and the fast food and soda. Yeah,
man, the sugar cereals, they're just doing anything they can to get it down, you know, get it in front of a kid.
Right.
So they can get hooked young. The sugar industry's big.
It's just like, what I don't get is like, so few people in this country actually have like jobs that matter anymore. It's all service jobs. It's like they're selling to us. They're treating us like cattle to get us to buy shit. But it's like, it almost like money is fake. Everything's fake. Like, it's almost like, why is it like, if the elites are really running this thing just to like get what out of us? Like, I don't understand. Right. It seems like you're robbing Peter to pay Paul.
They're just cashing checks.
Yeah. Just moving it around.
Just cashing checks, dude.
No, that's the real creepy thing about everything. It's like, there really isn't an elite like conniving and run. Like, they're doing it. They're scamming and you're killing people.
I think it's utter chaos. And I don't think people I don't think there's a grand design, this new world order shit. Right. I don't think there's any end game. This depopulation of the earth or whatever. Sure, that would be nice. They would love that. But I really think it's just at the top. I think it's just chaos.
The reality is the economy is inflated so for over 100 years now, since the Fed and all this stuff, and even before that with inflation and just the monetary policy and just credit expansion and debt, that like it really is just a bunch of plates in the air. And like you, like even if you were like, you know, wanted to be an Austrian economist, libertarian, we're going to solve everything, you couldn't even unravel it. It's just unravelable.
No, I think it's just the great unraveling will be the final unraveling.
Yeah.
And it'll take a long time.
Right.
I mean, somebody made a point, I forget who it was, like Great Britain's still called Great Britain.
Yeah.
And it takes a long time. But yeah, man, and I think if you read the Whitney Webb articles about Epstein, you see that like, criminals.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, and when I say the word criminal, I mean everybody who's behaving in an illegal fashion, from the government,
right,
to intelligence agencies, to legitimate criminals, to billionaires, the crime syndicate,
yeah,
and the many crime syndicates,
right,
that are we don't like to say that we don't have a shot,
right.
Or to say that we're going to drain the swamp, as Donald Trump said.
Yeah.
He can't even drain the swamp we know about,
right?
There's a whole other swamp that you can't even see, and no one's writing about it.
Right.
And the people that do get killed. And it's so much deeper and darker than people realize. And knowing about it doesn't help. And the only way to have a good life is to not know.
Yeah. Because the only way you get in is to be compromisable.
Right.
Like, it's the whole thing with Skull and Bones, where like, what are they fucking blow each other, or they do whatever. Whatever it is they do so they have something on each other. They don't trust you unless they have something on you.
Right.
Unless you're someone we can, you know, close the lid on if we need to.
Right.
Then you're not getting in.
Right.
Because it goes back to Meyer Lansky prohibition era and the early mafia. And people act like, even people who like are into this shit act like, you know, the CIA used the mafia to kill Kennedy, but that's it. Like, no, they're like, it's a permeable fucking like wall, the same way the financing the CIA is.
Yeah.
And I mean, you know, so it's like, I mean, J. Edgar Hoover is denying the mafia because they, you know, they have dirt on them.
It's an invisible mechanism that controls a lot of what you see.
Right.
A lot of the stories in the newspaper, a lot of the things we focus on, are distractions, and then there is this invisible, all-powerful, somewhat omniscient,
right,
godlike entity. And that doesn't mean it's five people in a room. It means there's many different groups of criminals. And the sophistication level is so high.
And here's the problem. I am not defending the criminal networks that run this country, and I'm not saying it couldn't be better. But when you look at, like, there are people who talk about, like, the nature of democracy. And, like, democracy is unwieldy, right?
Yeah.
And especially on the scale of the people we have and, like, what it would take to do anything in this country. Like, would they be able to get, and I'm not saying most of what they're doing isn't, like, war profiteering
right. And,
like, debt slavery, but, like, would they be able to get anything done without using illicit means, you know, under the table?
Well, I think part of it is that we all look at it and go, things aren't that bad in this country, because for a lot of people, they aren't. Number one. Number two, we're pacified by a lot of creature comforts.
Oh, yeah.
And things like that. Number three, I think the real horrors and tragedies of this country, we write off as business as usual. That's just life.
Right.
People are too sick. They can't afford their medicine. Well, that's just life.
Yeah.
This person gets evicted from whatever. That's just life. This old lady who's been living in an apartment forever gets evicted and
in Europe, they have health insurance. What, you want to wait 2 days for a doctor? Well, like, maybe, right. Maybe.
But I mean, so we've conditioned the American public. They've done such a great job of conditioning people to accept nothing.
Right.
And to, you know, I did a joke on the last podcast. I said people are competing on American Ninja Warrior for insulin, and they're saying it's a privilege.
Yeah.
I mean, that will be what will happen down the road. I mean, people love these GoFundMes, and they'll retweet them. They'll be like, what a great story. This family had no money, and this little guy. Like, there was one which was amazing. They go, here's a three-year-old with a disease. John's healthcare company didn't know if they covered a new wheelchair for him, so they made him a wheelchair. At Home Depot, they, like, made him a wheelchair. And this was, like, tweeted out, and everyone was sharing it going, this is beautiful. This is the American spirit. It's like, no, the American spirit is to demand that the company give the fucking kid a wheelchair.
Right.
What? But this is the sick.
Maybe it's faking.
Yeah.
Well, if we gave every faker a wheelchair, we go out of business.
This little fraud. Game in the system. But that's what I mean. We've been conditioned. And he can't talk to people.
Right.
Can't talk to him about this because they all believe in some overarching political philosophy that's going to help it. They've kind of lost their humanity.
They act, and also it's weird, like they act like we invented patriotism. And we invented like freedom.
How about that Trump article I sent you where the Walmart woman has no money and she goes, Trump made me believe in myself. I stopped paying Obamacare and I didn't pay the fine and nothing happened.
Right.
And he taught me I could stand up for myself. To what? To not have insurance.
Yeah.
What is...
We're rotten to the core.
Rotten to the core.
We're not like...
Rotten to the core.
It's baby. Sad.
It's really sad.
Well, I mean, honestly, well, how does it get better?
And it's all these people that are positive. Do you not go outside?
Yeah.
Have you not had any experiences with the human race?
Here's the problem, people. Like, people talk about like ingenuity.
Right.
Or like perseverance. It's like, no, I think we could fix all of this.
Right.
But, like, the people just won't accept. Like, they won't even come together. No one even, like, we used to value compromise in this country. And, like, yeah, it's hard. Like, I'm not saying the Republican Party isn't, like, you know, and whatever. But, like, but there is the idea that you're going to, like, come to the table and make a deal is just, like, you're a traitor.
The other thing is that nobody even agrees what the problems are.
Right.
People don't even think. They don't think. The no health care for the kid is a problem.
Yeah.
They don't think the mass shootings are a problem. They just think it's a function of freedom. And they look at a decaying society and go, well, people are free to do what they want to.
They don't want it. You're right. Like, they don't want it to be better.
Right.
We act like we want it better, but like.
Why? That's a great question. Why don't we want it better? That's a really good question.
We're like a battered wife at this point.
Yeah.
We've just been, like, sold. I mean, look.
Down deep, do you think we all want to, like, and I'm not saying everyone's a pedophile, but down deep, do you think part of the sickness in this country is that everybody wants to be an elite and everybody wants to be on, everyone wants to fuck people on an island. Not saying they have to be kids, but everybody wants to be able to murder and maim and torture and kill and have all this money. And, like, is that just the dark, you know, have we... Like, is this country pure id in that sense?
I don't even think people say that, and yeah. I don't think it's that. I think it's more fundamental that they just think it's gross to take a handout, even though like they're taking a handout. Probably they're probably like some like you know middle class white guy on welfare, and or whatever. Like he's scamming the system. but like the idea of socialism is gross because like just some look, it's kind of like we're in the middle of hypernormalization. We're in the midst of it. Like, we're like when you see year after year nothing change, and like you know, go Obama, then before that it was, you know, Bush, right? Like nothing fun, like when Obama didn't shut down Gitmo, and like I'm not saying he was the same as George W. Bush, but it's like, oh yeah, it's business. The more like over time that just built up, and so everyone's just kind of like battered. Everyone, no one really expects anything to change because it's just the swamp. Like, what is the swamp? The swamp is just a like vague term for like,
I think it's
they're fucking us.
Really, the swamp is the, like the corporate state,
right?
That, you know, whether it's, and however you envision that, whether it's lobbyists buying influence, whether it's the corrupt political dynasties.
But the idea of the FBI couldn't arrest these people if they want, if we set out to. But the idea, like, well, the FBI is a
problem. That's scary.
Well, yeah, but
so that's scary. Right. There is, my favorite movies are those conspiracy movies where they go find a cop or something and you find out he's in on it.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's like every Stephen King novel, you're like, oh, that guy.
Right. But my point is, like, but the idea that, like, it would be hard if you actually had a well-intentioned government to do something about the swamp.
I also totally understand people who leave America if you can. I used to never understand those people.
I don't understand people coming here. Like, where can we go?
Because it's so bad. But I never used to understand people that would leave. And now I'm like, yeah, I get it. Go to some seaside town somewhere else. But I mean, it's all getting bad. There's not a lot of places left.
I mean, what's going to be funny is like, even we fix this, we've already poisoned the earth. It's just done. Like,
I mean,
Maybe it's all fake.
Maybe it's all fake. They're all renting Lamborghinis. I talked to a guy about Hollywood. He's like, everyone out there is renting Lamborghinis.
They're all fake. They're fake until you make it.
Yeah, I'm like, no, they've made it.
Yeah.
That's how people justify it.
They're all rich kids.
Yeah, a lot of them are.
I know.
Some of them have made it.
Yeah.
Some of them have made it. It is what it is.
That is making it in America, being a rich kid.
Being a rich kid is making it.
Yeah.
Maybe that's if we could do it all over again. Fuck all this shit.
Be rich.
Fuck lacrosse, living by a lake. I just want to be rich. I just want to have a cold mother and an aloof father and a lot of fucking money and expectations. My friend Michael, like one of my best friends, has always said if his parents pushed him a little more,
right?
Because he got into St. John's, but if he could have just gone to a little better college, his life would have been better. And he goes, if his parents just pushed him a little bit more, and not that it was their job to,
right?
But he said, like, you know, that's one of the things he looks back on.
Yeah, it sounds nice, but John Rockefeller's dad was like a deadbeat. So
right, hey, fuck you, Michael. Ray's right.
I mean, you know, wasn't Carnegie's dad also like a
push nobody? Yourself?
Yeah.
We're comparing him to the greatest, some Titans. Greatest,
but I mean, the Titans never come from like, didn't, it wasn't, I never hear stories where like my dad was just like hardworking. Whatever.
I know, but we can't, that the big problem I think is also that we talk about those guys and that they're illustrative of anything other than that they're freaks of nature.
Sure.
They're freaks of nature. I mean, that's part of the thing. That's like I was joking around today about the motivational speakers, Gary Vee.
Right.
I'm like, nobody needs that. Warren Buffett doesn't wake up and go, should I hustle today?
Yeah.
Should I grind? Nobody needs that. But there's a cottage industry of people telling other people that they're... And on the left, or the progressives, or whatever you want to say, this celebration of people being 700 pounds should stop.
Yeah, I don't
and
know.
Women. The celebration of women being 700 pounds, never men.
Right.
It's always women being morbidly obese.
No one knows.
And that is a victory.
No one knows how to just speak without like hashtags and like, and like, and then buzzwords where it's like, you know, don't buy into like the patriarchal sense of beauty, but yeah, don't be morbidly, you know, on the brink of death.
Right.
There's no nuance to anything.
There should be a middle ground.
Right.
There should be a little bit of a middle ground.
I'm comfortable with my body. Obviously not. You're like, no one. I'm telling you, we're fat. I'm fat.
Yeah, I'm not comfortable.
This is not comfortable.
This is not comfortable. I'll tell you another thing. I just, this idea that you're good how you are and you should never evolve or grow or change. I mean, it's just the worst. It's the worst thing to tell anybody, whether it's about your body or your fucking mind.
Right.
Oh, you should just stay put. Stay where you are. I don't know, man. If I was a conspiracy guy, I would say that the forces love this shit.
Sure.
They love this pretend activism. They love watching a group of people just get too fat to even leave their house.
I mean, who are we going to fight?
Right.
Are we going to go scoop up the tear gas grenade like the guys in Hong Kong and like put it into a thermos? Like,
how impressive is Hong Kong?
Oh, God.
I am so impressed, man.
I'm
watching it every fucking day, dude.
They're patriots.
I am so impressed. It's great. The idea that even exists in this country is fucking laughable.
I do love how guys, like these like right-wing people on like Twitter and whatnot will be like, oh, why don't you leftists learn something from that? When like they're not the ones like, like behind like whatever's going
on.
And
by the way, you want them to?
Right.
Do you really want them to?
Let's not fucking around here.
Fucking moron. My uncle said it, and he was quoting somebody else once. He said it, you know, he said it right before Christmas prayer. It was a little weird. But he said, the country is too dumb to be governed.
Yeah.
Too dumb to be governed. If it's not Trump, it'll be another con man.
And look,
that's what we get.
It's not biological. It's not like, oh, we're willfully dumb. You don't have to be a fucking Mensa student.
Do you think it's the food? Do you think part of it is the poison?
Doesn't help. But I think it's more the iPhone. And it's more like the TV and the
bad,
and the show.
It was bad before the iPhone.
It was bad, but look, it's gotten worse and worse.
It's gotten worse.
I'm saying when I say iPhone, I don't mean literally the iPhone. I mean it's the amenities. It's the creature comforts that like the indulgences that we allow to distract us. Because like, you know, the idea of like you said before, it was like, you know, you talk about like, you know, how does this affect me?
Yeah.
Like,
you know,
and that idea of allowing it to like disconnect where it is just this abstract, aloof notion.
Well, physical communities are dead.
Right.
I talked about that the other day. Physical communities, for the most part, don't exist. Many of them were built around a plant or a company that shut down. Some of them were built around a church. It's really no longer relevant to that area. And the only communities that are left are kind of digital communities.
Yeah.
And, you know, I hate to say it, but they're not sustaining in any meaningful way.
No, I mean, like there is no problem. They're so fickle.
I mean,
I don't really give a lot of credence to religion, and I think that, you know, a lot of toxicity comes from it. But when they worked well, when they were productive things, it was a steady hand that, you know, it gave people a sense of tradition and a sense of like, you know, we like the idea that you grow up and you teach your kid that trade or whatever. Back when we had more like, you know, if you were a mason or a farmer or whatever, like not mason,
blacksmith.
Yeah.
Whatever.
You know, whatever it was. And like, and you lived, and then more like, you know, you lived in the same town. And the idea of like, it's not all just pop culture and fickle. Like, you know what I mean? Like, where there is no continuity on any
There's nothing timeless.
Right.
How would you like it to end, Donald Trump Jr.? You would always said a very funny thing. You had said a very sloppy false flag in the Mall of America. You know, it just made no sense.
Just blowing it up.
Just blowing up the Mall of America. Trump blaming it on China.
Right. It's just obvious. You see like the video, it's just fat guys like running up guns. The guy's Chinese. They're just blowing up the Orange Julius.
Just blowing up the Mall of America and blaming it on China. Yeah. That would be great.
I mean, look,
you always joke around, Brian.
Well, 9/11 was like blatant enough.
Right.
When you really look at it. I mean, the first day, I don't think either one of us was like a truther.
Right.
But I mean, then you have Epstein, which is just like,
I mean, wake folks. Wake the
cameras
folks.
Don't work. The guards are asleep. It's like,
it's goofy.
Yeah.
It's clumsy. It's goofy. And it's almost fun.
Right.
It's on the edge of fun.
It literally is. It's like a chaplain. It's like a Keystone Cops. It's like fucking. So. Yeah, I mean, it's just going to get more and more. I think they want to get to the point where they don't want to work hard.
They almost don't have to give us any type of story anymore.
Yeah. I mean, look, you look at the Soviet Union. When Chernobyl happened, what were they telling people when Chernobyl happened? It was just like a fire? I mean, they didn't have to try hard.
Yeah.
Like, you know, Gorbachev didn't have to sell it. It was just like, hey, you think we're full of shit? All right.
Yeah, that's where we're at.
Yeah.
You don't like it? Fuck you.
Yeah.
How long have we done?
We're at 1:15.
Yeah, we're going to wrap it up. It's a lot of fun. I should have given that guy my number, man.
Look, you gotta live.
I gotta live dangerously. Yeah, what am I protecting myself for?
Exactly. So you got a little cut up, whatever. You got a little stab wound. Who cares?
I want to thank everybody here at the Tuscany, St. Gilles, Tuscany.
I mean, the amenities are really, that's they what you're paying
for. Well, they have breakfast in the morning.
That'd be nice.
That's probably a lot of money. But what am I going to do? It is what it is. I could walk to the
deli and just get some bacon.
Bacon and eggs.
Yeah.
I don't know. I kind of want lox. I want to go to Sable's, but that's all the way uptown. I love smoked fish. You're not that into it.
It's nice. Look, I like a nice piece of lox. Right. I mean, we had some lox this morning. It was nice.
They have nice lobster salad at Sable's.
Yeah, that's
keto.
Nice. Yeah.
Keto. Oh. I got to start going to the gym. I got to change it all.
Yeah, you're still doing the, just sort of like walking the treadmill.
Maybe I can still get that lake house. Get the fuck out of this business.
I mean, it's not that expensive. It depends. You can get a decent lake house in the Carolinas, maybe.
Are there any of those nice places left, or is it all just overrun by like the Klan?
I mean, the Klan's going to be part of the game there. I mean,
like we think about these, you know, all these out of touch people, like, I just want to live in a small town. And they're like, guys, there's two of those small towns.
Right.
The rest of them are bankrupt, vacant lots where meth zombies are running around and people delivering babies on the sidewalk. There's no quaint small towns.
Maybe those in Vermont?
Houses are $900,000.
Are they?
Yes. Stop with Vermont.
I don't know.
TimDillonComedy.com for any live dates. I'm going to be in a lot of places. I can't really remember all of them. I'm opening for Bert Kreischer on his tour, Body Shots World Tour. I have other weekends coming up. I'm excited about them. I don't know what they are offhand, but they're going to be on the website. Ray Kump.
You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Ray Kump, RayKump. You can listen to the Kump podcast. Also, I have a great podcast with Lucy Steiner called Our Love is Disgusting. Both available wherever you get podcasts.
Yeah.
So check them out.
Also, if you want to contribute to the show, if you want an extra episode each week and you want longer versions of the desk videos we do, if you want to interact with us and suggest topics, the Tim Dillon Show Patreon, get in there. You could be a $5 member or you could be a Rothschilds member, $20 a month. You get all kinds of goodies. There's more coming for the Rothschilds. We're going to do an extra episode a month. You get the longer versions of the desk videos. Obviously, everybody that is a patron gets all the archives. You know, it's fun. So get in there, enjoy that, and good luck. And if somebody stops you in the street,
just give me your number.
Give them your fucking number. Who cares? I could be fucking right now and not talking about the demise of society, you know? Or maybe that's what this guy wants to talk about.
I mean, that's the real thing. The horror.
I show up. I think he's going to suck my dick. I take my pants off. He goes, what the fuck are you doing?
I'm talking about universal basic income.
He goes, I want to talk about transhumanism. What's going on? All right. Goodbye, fuck.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Time for a sofa upgrade? Visit washablesofas.com and discover Anabay, where designer style meets budget-friendly prices, with sofas starting at $699. Anabay brings you the ultimate in furniture innovation with a modular design that allows you to rearrange your space effortlessly. Perfect for both small and large spaces, Anabay is the only machine-washable sofa inside and out. Say goodbye to stains and messes with liquid and stain-resistant fabrics that make cleaning easy. Liquid simply slides right off. Designed for custom comfort, our high-resilience foam lets you choose between a sink and feel or a supportive memory foam blend. Plus, our pet-friendly, stain-resistant fabrics ensure your sofa stays beautiful for years. Don't compromise quality for price. Visit washablesofas.com to upgrade your living space today with no-risk returns and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Get up to 60% off plus free shipping and free returns. Shop now at washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.